Coming up, Dennis Dykes, Chief Economist at Nedbank. What am I chatting to Dennis about? Hello? Job losses. Job losses, job losses. Where do we stand? I'm also looking for your personal stories this morning. We hear about the big companies. What's happening in your circle?
Today with Kino Cummings.
Only on Cape Talk.
Okay, so let's look at this picture from the outside, macro view, right? With what, 29.1% unemployment? I think that's the rate at the moment. It's the highest in more than 10 years. You've got 60% youth unemployment rate. We can look at the real unemployment rates when you take into account the fact that some people who are not looking for jobs are not counted. It's much higher than that. Right. So you've got that. You've got that unemployment rate. You then have a growth rate. That's the rate by which your economy grows year in and year out. It was 0.6% last year. The World Bank says this year it's going to be under 1%. Then you throw something else into the mix. That would be our population growth, which outstrips the actual economic growth. What does that mean? More people have needs, etc., 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 and it puts extra pressure on the fiscus. And then you ask yourself, policy certainty. Do we have any? The president, I mean, who thought you could put 30 economists in one room and come up with a collective answer? You can put three economists together and you get three different answers a lot of the time. But anyway, the president's been having his meetings. Eskom's a big issue. Malakapuru Mokgoba, the professor's been appointed as chairman. Is that going to fix things? There's a new CEO. We don't know. So there's a lot of things that you need to bear in mind when we have this particular discussion. And then the latest, of course, Saldanha Steel. There'll be job losses there. Telkom's just said that they will potentially be laying off around 3,000 people. SAA potentially facing liquidation. I remember they've got 10,000 staff. Treasury hasn't given the 2 billion rand that they were supposed to. Apparently they have to still sell off their assets. But I reckon they'll find that money somewhere. And then Game and Dion, they brought the oak wielding the axe from America, and he's going to get mass mart on the road of financial recovery or sustainability, whatever you call it. And it looks like they're going to be closing some Game and Dion wired stores. Dennis Dykes, how are you this morning, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. I just have to correct something there.
Please do.
You said that if you've got three economists in a room, you get three opinions, different opinions. It's actually four.
Oh, that's so true. I laughed, eh, when the president said, no, he's got all these economists who are going to be sitting with him. And I spoke to an economist who said, what does he think he's going to achieve by doing that? So let's look at that. It wasn't exactly a Mona Lisa that I painted there. I mean, are those things I've put up there accurate?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. I mean, you've got unemployment, as you said, just above 29% at the broader measure. If you include discouraged workers, that goes up to nearly 37%. So it's, jeez. I mean, it's horrendous. It's these statistics are worse than countries experienced during the Great Depression in the 1930s. So it's just quite incredible. And it's been sustained for such a long period of time. That's the real tragedy. But I think what's happening at the moment is we're starting to see what I would call capitulation, you know? Mm. Companies that basically manage to do the cost-cutting, manage to, trim their budgets, keep expenses under control, in the hope that we would now be starting to see some sort of uplift in the economy or some uplift in sight. And now basically they're thinking, well, it's just not going to happen. Mm. So with each of these examples you've given, I mean, there are different sort of reasons.
Sure.
Obviously things like the unreliability of electricity, there's things like the cost of that electricity. So it's unreliable and it's costly. You've got a consumer that's under pressure because, population growth about 1.4%, as you said, with growth now. We think last year was 0.3% growth.
Was it 3? Oh, okay. Yeah.
0.3, yeah. So, and this year, we're penciling in 0.7, but that is dependent on modest load shedding, not vigorous load shedding. And, you know, I don't have a huge amount of confidence about that.
Yep.
So I think companies are now saying, well, look, to basically survive, we now got to actually turn to more serious parts of the budget, of their own budgets. And unfortunately, what comes under the spotlight there then would be jobs, which of course then creates a further problem, because then the consumer is even weaker, and that, you know, obviously leads to even further weakness down the line.
So it's a spiral, basically, isn't it?
And it is a spiral. And, you know, I think the sense of helplessness is that there are quite a few things which government could do immediately which would definitely improve the situation. You know, you just think of on the power side, if we just had some freeing up of electricity sector, we could actually have better security of electricity. I mean, it's a completely bizarre situation. We've actually got electricity which Eskom refuses to buy from the
IPPs,
renewable energy sector. You know, it's completely bizarre. We've also got embedded generation in towns where people have, where companies have actually got excess electricity. They can't sell it into the grid. I mean, it's not even that we have to put in an investment. We just actually have to write something down and sign it.
I think Jan Ober also says to us, and his message to me on WhatsApp was that they've got, I was going to use another word, but they've got a massive backlog in maintenance. And he said to us on air that they need about 5,000 megawatts, right? They could procure that. And you know, they need headspace to do the maintenance, but they're not doing it.
And look, I mean,
it's, I don't know.
The really frustrating thing when you listen to Eskom is, you know, if you look at the 2016-2017 sort of period, where did the headspace come for maintenance during that period? It came from renewables.
Yep.
So this continual moaning about how renewables has held back Eskom, and, you know, they don't even pay for that electricity because they get the money from the regulator.
Yeah.
But we got this narrative which is completely bizarre. The alternative, of course, is running the generators, which is like 36, 37 rand versus 40 cents. You know, it's just...
I know.
You can't make this up.
I know. I had a wonderful chat to Clem Sutton. I love Clem, and he's got so much faith in the president, but I'm not sure whether I can agree with him. The president is the best president that we had. And I look at this, Dennis, and I say to myself, okay, we found the drunken sailor who was busy looting the Titanic left, right, and center. He's now gone, and, you know, their processes. The new captain has taken over. It is now painfully clear that the iceberg is making its way and will be ripping through the hull of the Titanic. But the captain is too scared because he needs to consult with everybody because they have an officers meeting and he might be ousted in the officers meeting. So he's got a compromise and also has dissolved some of his backbone. I mean, that's the feeling I get about Ramaphosa. Oh, we seem to have lost Dennis Dykes. Anyway, we've lost Dennis Dykes, but maybe your take on that on 021-446-0567, WhatsApp and 072-567-1567. What's happening on the ground where you are? We know what's happening with the big companies. Have you been put on short time? Are you retrenching? Are you hiring new people? What is happening in your industry? 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp and 072-567-1567. Coming up next, we'll peek inside a 90 million rand plus home in Houghton.